Sing that together. It's number 2 in the white book.
Deeper in thy love, O Jesus, does my spirit cry to go.
Jesus, we worship you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord, all praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Donna, would you pray with us, please?
Dear Lord, we thank you for all that you've been doing in these days. Lord, we know that you've been drawing our heart. And Lord, you've been causing us to come down, Lord, to your feet and to see our great need for you. And we thank you, Lord, for the great call to belong to you. And Lord, that you want to come and abide and live in our hearts. And Lord, when we serve you, there's joy and there's peace. And Lord, we know even in the midst of things that come our way, that you will give strength and help. And Lord,
yes, Lord, yes, Lord,
Lord, that you will just give real help to each one of us. Have your will and way.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we just trust you to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's turn to 323, 323 in the hymn book. Let's stand as we sing.
Lord, I am
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again tonight, I'd just like to say that you have opportunity to just do as the Lord would have you do. If you have a testimony, if you have a song, a word of encouragement, let's be free to do what God would have us to do. It's His meeting, and He wants to work in our hearts. And so we're thankful, Lord, that You are present. Lord, You have come to meet with us and to work in us, to change us, to make Yourself more real and precious to us. And so, Lord, I pray that You would draw our hearts. Yes, we want to come closer, Lord. We want to walk with You, Lord. We want to be set into a walk with God. And so, Lord, You come and make those changes in us this night. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Have Your way, Lord, we pray. Oh, that You may be glorified. I ask this in Jesus' name. Just before we are seated, our brother Ken has a prayer request, and I'm going to just ask him to come and then lead us in prayer. Come, brother Ken.
Yeah, I've asked if we could pray for my sister-in-law, my brother's wife. She's been battling cancer for some time now, and my brother himself has been disabled with bad back, herniated discs, and so on for years. And now their son John, who they were depending upon somewhat, he broke his leg the other day, longboarding. Should have did that, right? So he had an operation and needs another one somewhere along the way. But Donna's been getting chemotherapy, and it's been difficult for her. Sometimes she's in a lot of pain. And she really needs God's touch. She really needs a miracle of healing. And so we thank God that as long as there's life, there's hope. And we're bringing her to Jesus. She loves the Lord. She's followed the Lord for many years. Lovely Christian lady. And so let's appreciate. I know there have been those in our fellowship that have been praying for her. And we appreciate that very much. And I just thought tonight as we're gathered like this, let's touch God, please, for her one more time. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're the God of all hope. And we thank You, Jesus, that our hope is in You. We thank You, Lord, that You are mindful of Donna's need. Lord, You've already begun to undertake for her, Lord. We thank You for every touch that she's experienced. We thank You for the way You've come to her in her soul, and You've helped her to keep her eyes on Jesus. Lord, we thank You tonight that she's in Your hands, and we pray that You will visit her in a very special way as we agree together tonight. We pray that You will minister Your resurrection life to her. Lord, we pray that that spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, who lives in her, will rise up and cause His resurrection life to be ministered to our sister. God, greatly meet her, greatly bless her, greatly encourage her, we pray, Lord. And, oh God, bring about a change. Let that healing be manifested. God, give her some encouragement, we pray. Let it be evident that God is at work. Hallelujah. And we pray that You'll just surround her with Your presence, fill her with Your comfort. And Lord, we pray, show us Your glory. You're able, Jesus, and we want You to be glorified in her healing and in all that You do for that family at this time. Bless Richie, my brother, and draw him closer to Yourself. Do a work in him, Lord, we pray. Thank You for her son, John, who loves You. Pray that You'll meet him. And Lord, whatever the family is going through, emotionally and in every way, we pray, Lord, that You will fill that home with Your presence, Lord. Let them know that Jesus has come near to them, and let them be receive all the grace and all the help and all the life that You can pour into them at this time. And we ask this in Your name for Your glory. Amen.
Amen.
Thank You.
You may be seated. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Oh, praise You, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, God.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart He implanteth a song.
Purposes in being here in these days is to pray for the camp and the coming season. I guess the season officially begins on Memorial Day. The work is done to get the camp ready, but this week now there'll be a Chinese retreat, and following the Chinese retreat we'll be into our camper season, in four periods, and before we know it, we'll be in friends and family and end of season retreat. But God has a work to do. God has a work that He desires to do. And we desire that He sweep over this camp, that the Holy Spirit would just hover, that people would be drawn into His presence and into an encounter with Him. Oh God, God, come to us, Lord. Come to us in these days, Lord. Right from the beginning, Lord, let there be a great manifestation of Your presence, Jesus, that You would reveal Yourself to hearts, making Yourself precious. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, You must do that. You draw us. You open our hearts, Lord. It's Your working to open hearts and to open eyes, to open ears, that people would hear Your voice. Oh, thank You, Lord. So we want to have faith tonight, Lord, that throughout this entire summer there would be a great move of God among us. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We ask for Your protection. Lord Jesus, keep Your hand upon everyone. God, keep them physically, Lord. And we pray You keep away the storms that would damage, dear God. We're asking for Your hand of mercy outstretched upon us. Thank You, Lord. Lord, You know the many that travel back and forth from the city and from different places. God, keep them as they travel. Make Your presence very real to them. I think of all those that are coming in these days for the Chinese retreat. Dear God, oh Father, Father, You know exactly what You'd like to do, and so let nothing fail of what is upon Your heart. Let Your will be done. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.